Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Ed, I really think there's a canyon between believers who suffered and have felt this kind of despair you're talking about and those who stand on the other side and they try really hard not to judge the person who's suffering and consider it a lack of faith. So I want you to talk to two people. Talk first to that person who's suffering, but then also talk to the person who's actually really trying to understand but doesn't understand what this is like.
Yeah, what I would say to the person who's suffering is that I sure get it. I had suffered from, like, physical ailments. I had hurt myself jumping out of airplanes in the Army. I'd hurt myself many times fighting fire, and I, obviously I'd been sick before, but I had never experienced intense physical suffering that is ongoing, and it simply wears you out. It wears you out emotionally, wears you out spiritually. And so to the person that is going through this, one thing I would say is that you got to give yourself permission to be there. A lot of Christians, and I did this myself, I tried to fight it. I thought, well, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to be the guy that is overwhelmed by his suffering. But I was. And I think of Habakkuk, his name, you know, he clings to God, and it was in the clinging to God and even of letting go to God, but it was the fact that I continued to relate to him, even being ticked off at him. Mm. It's better than not relating to him, because he can handle it. You read in the Psalms, he can. God's not threatened by our doubts, he's not threatened by our anger, he's not threatened by our fears, and so I would speak to them, and I would say that in some ways it's really important. I mean, I think in a lot of ways it's important to embrace it and to let it hurt. Sometimes we try to deny the hurt, and we think that it's spiritual to act as if it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And it's not. You know, the real you has to meet the real God at the real throne of grace. And so when we bring a caricature, you know, an evangel-jive caricature of ourselves to God, it's just not going to work. We're not going to find the comfort. We don't find comfort in impressing him.
Right.
We find comfort in being honest with him. So I really had to go through that and to let it hurt and to let my feelings go, to be real honest with him and everyone around me about my feelings. And that was part of the beginning of gaining some perspective in this.